Yeah, did you just see his leg sticking out?
Yeah, we were travelling up that way. We were going to go and get some food, and we just sort of go up towards Lewis, and I just saw a leg hanging down in the road.
Right.
Hang on. So we got it back round, got it into here, and I looked straight under the rear axle, and there he is, sitting on top of the axle.
Where's this lorry from?
They're all from Portugal.
They're all Portuguese, aren't they? Right.
Yeah. They're not. He's going. This chap's going to London from Iran. The other one was
Birmingham. He wanted to go to there.
No.
Have you patted him down yet?
No, not yet.
Come on, come on.
Do you speak English or?
How's your English? Do you speak English at all? Very small, yeah? Okay. I'll just get you to jump out for me. Okay, keep your hands in front of you. Roger. Move just slightly away.
Right, this one,
that's lovely. Okay, arms like that. Once they've arrived in this country, that's mission accomplished for them. They've made it in here, and they know that they know the procedures once they get here and what will happen to them.
Right.
We arrest them, take them to the custody centre, and then the immigration people come and take over.
Is that you?
Me.
Yeah? Okay, Iraq.
It seems to be so easy to be able to get into this country, clearly. You know, in one day we've caught two, and that's just, you know, a tiny little portion of it, I'm sure.
He's got an obligation to quit France.
The piece of paper is the man's get-out clause. Get out of France.
They stopped him and didn't give him any food or water.
Right.
And he was told to get out.
Okay. So immigration's going to have to look at this one as well, then.
Barakan, okay, because you've come into the country illegally, okay, at this time I'm going to arrest you on suspicion of entering the country illegally, okay? I have to caution you, do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you fail to mention when questioned something you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Probably doesn't mean a lot to you, but basically anything you say from this point on can be used as evidence, okay? So we need to go to get you booked in at Eastbourne custody, and then the immigration people will come and speak to you, okay?
Yeah, travelling up there about 60 miles an hour, saw the lorry, saw a foot hanging underneath. Around, stopped it, got it in here, and obviously he's sitting on top of the axle, holding on. He wasn't strapped in this one, he was literally holding on with his hand, so could have fallen off at any time, so that's why we'll obviously do it the way we can. So he'll be off to immigration as well. So that's two lives saved today.
I would imagine the problem's bigger than we actually know it to be, but it's just a case of we just haven't got the manpower to stop every single truck and check in underneath every single one.
If they were to have the proper checks at the ports and the government spent the money on it, you wouldn't have half the problems with the illegals coming in, because eventually the word would filter back that every single lorry gets checked,
yeah,
you know, from transit upwards, and that you ain't got a chance in hell of coming in.
Yeah.
Now he is in, Badakhan's been brought to the police station in Eastbourne, where his identity, fingerprints and DNA are being logged into the police national computer for future reference. Providing he doesn't go missing between here and Croydon, he'll be allowed to stay in the country legally until immigration eventually decide what to do with him. Last year, nearly 30,000 attempts to get into Britain across the Channel illegally were discovered. No one knows how many weren't discovered.